Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich playing Theo.
Hart playing Taluga.
Roger playing Arendir.
And Ryan playing everyone else.
Welcome, Roger.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Excited to have you in, our second guest ever.
Yeah, I'm trapped behind a table.
Yeah, here in there.
Been holding my
super professional studio.
Yeah. So much time to go.
I have the same chair Eric had. Yeah. I promise.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I promise.
We need some new blood, you know? Our last arc was a thicky, and I feel like we needed some new energy at the table.
Yeah. Some real subservient bootlicking energy.
God, your character is so fucking funny.
He's super great. Fanatic.
Just a big fan.
Big fan.
Just super fan.
Yep.
Big bleebleeber.
We've had some like dumb fans of Bleebly so far. So this is just like, it seems like the natural progression of like a full on Templar.
Yeah, but do they have a whole pamphlet branded into their back.
That detail was so insane. I was like, oh shit, yeah, he's really into Bleebly.
I was half expecting you to pull up a paper pamphlet, like the original pamphlet.
Yeah.
I imagine like I heated it up and like, cause no one would do it for me, I just threw it on the ground and then just
laid
went
on
back
it.
First.
Oh God.
I do love the energy of like a fanatic. It's like a little sketchy. You're like, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, homebrew a hair shirt.
Yeah, we're using a really fun homebrew we found for you. It's a a Templar fighter.
And you used Player Handbook 2024, right?
No, this we're using a 5e one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, good. Still good, great, grand, wonderful.
Yep. I don't
yelling on the boss.
I don't have the like bandwidth to learn the new D&D yet. So we're going to allow Taluga to use the new monk because monk is obviously kind of underpowered. But the problem I'm having is that they put all the new player options out and all the new weapon masteries and everything, but they don't have the monster stat blocks out yet. Yeah. So I don't know how to fucking balance anything. I don't know. The weapon masteries seem cool, but they're like, it's just like every hit now doesn't affect, and I don't want to learn them all right now. It seems like a lot. I'm lazy. And it took years to learn this game to the level we know it now. And we're still fucking it up every single episode. So
yeah.
You know,
you're just going to have to do like a late night cram session.
Yeah. Learn all this new shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows? Maybe like next campaign, we could try out some of the new stuff, but
I just want to be able to fly because that's part of the zealot now.
You can fly as Barbarian a zealot.
Zealot
now?
Gets a fly speed.
That's so crazy.
When it's raging. I think it's like the capstone, but still.
That's fucking hilarious.
Still, I get a fly speed because Barbarian is glued to the ground and you're pretty much fucked at anything in the air.
Yeah. I play a Beast Barbarian in a home game. And the cool thing about that Beast Barbarian is you get claws you can climb with. So I'm always just like, can I climb up that guy? I was trying to climb up a dude.
Fucking Shadow of the Colossus.
Yeah.
What is it? The cleric changes. I can use my wisdom modifier for int rolls.
That's cool. I think they let barbarians use their strength score for like intimidation checks and stuff too, which I think that's always kind of been like in the book. It's just DMs don't really use it. It's always been like an optional rule kind of. But yeah, well, we're going to be tweaking Taluga coming up. You guys are level 7. That's pretty exciting.
Mid-season patch.
Yeah. What did you guys get at 7?
If you wouldn't mind asking. I buffed my ability scores, so now I'm a little bit faster and a little bit more constitutional.
Perfect.
You want to round that strength up to 20?
That is actually from the gauntlets.
Yeah, oh, my ogre strength gauntlets.
Yep.
Give it a minute.
Yeah, we got to see Taluga's choice with Speak of Ancient Beasts.
Well, it was going to be the Strike of the Frost Giant, but then the DC roll was so low that
it's off con, right?
Yeah.
It was con and
strength.
It was con or strength and then proficiency bonus plus 8.
Yeah, so Speak of Ancient Beasts, I believe, is from the Humblewood setting, and it is very funny. It's just like beasts are like, what's up, little dude? How's it going?
Now I can recruit larger animals.
Yeah. And I mean,
they're already friendly
to me. It does kind of fit with your kind of general vibe.
I just thought of something.
Mm-hmm.
How big is Lance?
I mean, he was pretty large, right? I would have called him a large beast.
You can just like chit chat with Lance now?
Yeah, so, Lance and I are going to have sophisticated conversations.
It's weird. So I think the way it works is that you can communicate back and forth with elk, owls, and eagles, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And then you can talk to, and they'll understand pretty much other animals. So you can like talk to animals, they just can't really talk back, maybe, unless...
Kind of like the Bullywug where you can talk to frogs.
Yeah, exactly, actually.
But they can't say anything back.
But I think Tuluga also gets speak with animals
Blink
with the staff.
Once for now.
So,
let's see.
He does get speak with animals from the staff.
Yeah, it can be understood by beasts, whether or not they speak a language. Beasts with intelligence 4 or lower may only be able to understand simple concepts.
Oh.
So the giant eagles, elk, and owl, I can...
Yeah. Which I basically threw in immediately, yeah. Mostly because I wanted this episode to kind of go a little longer, and I thought it'd just be funny if you're just talking to just weird animal dudes.
Mike the elk.
Yeah. Man, not my best name Mark. On the spot, guys. Yeah. But
well, you got Dougie,
the East Gerb. Eagle.
And then Mike.
It was really fun Gerb. Having Roger's character come in, because like when Eric was our guest, he was just like, what the fuck is wrong with all you guys? You guys are maniacs. It was like having another voice of reason at the table, complete opposite energy. Yeah. Like, nothing they do is wrong.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. These are my guys.
Yeah. I'm fully on board with any plan that they have. Anything.
That's what we need around here.
Yep.
That's what I like. Yep.
Go along to get along.
I'm just here to bring the pain and cover butts.
Yeah. Cover those butts. Mm-hmm. Keep everyone safe.
So yeah. Much butt to cover.
Warding Bond is like such one of those like spells too, where it's like, we're gonna run this together. Like, yeah. anything happens to you, happens
You're
to
my
me.
God.
Yeah. Such an
you
insane
like it
spell.
Or not. If you die, that he cast if you die, it and I jumped up. I was like, all right, see you.
Yeah. I know. Here's the problem with your Warding Bond. He has to be within 60 feet of you.
Yeah.
You have a sword.
Yeah.
He's always far away from everything.
Yeah, but that's 60 feet. Yeah. That's pretty far.
Yeah.
So you'll just have to kind of run in step with you a little bit, if that makes sense. But you'll...
Yeah. I mean, most of my guns are...
120?
I'm never going to lose.
No, most of them are 90. The executioner's hand is 160 at long range. So anything within 160, I can definitely shoot. Anything 90, I can shoot with everything else. My
what's the shotty at
90?
Jesus Christ!
What? That's so that feature working what? With a shotgun is just so funny to me.
Yeah,
are you shooting slugs?
Oh yeah, it's a slug shotgun, baby.
It's a straight hunk of metal.
I know what
it's
slugs are, but I like to think you're shooting literal slugs.
Oh, it's so
it's
slimy.
Basically, when I talked to Ryan, I basically took a chaperone from Destiny. Yeah. I was like, that's what I want. I want to be able to just fucking hit people from far away and it just fucking...
You don't
want to
have good
them.
Spread.
No, not a good spread.
Yeah, but...
Unless they're up close and personal.
I'm looking at this.
Oh, yeah, then... I mean, there's...
You can hit everything.
Once I use the mechanics of the gun, you guys will see, but we gotta... You know,
that's when
we'll get
that's
into
when
it.
The human shield comes in play.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
I know we're doing like another gnoll fight, but I mean, you guys got to kill some gnolls. So.
There's going to be so many gnolls.
Yeah. Well, isn't there a gnoll lord that we have to take care of?
Yeah, that's the guy we got to kill first.
The avatar of Yunogu.
How many
I think
of those
we can convince the spider demon to be
are
our
still
friend.
Up?
And like, yeah, obviously. We got so much spider.
There's three currently like alive soldiers that are trying to fight back these gnolls up in the square. Got two orcs. And a dwarf are
quick,
up there.
Quickly, what's the human guy's name before I put you on the spot in the campaign?
No, I gave this one a name because I knew you would ask.
No, I mean the one that's dead.
Oh, that guy doesn't have a name.
Nameless corpse number one.
The human kind of like leader of the guard here with the big mustache.
The human man.
It's Captain Dolahan. Yeah, nice guy.
Okay. Dolahan?
Who's the scared little bastard?
That's Greenhorn. A great name. Let's name him now.
Jeb
Guy Manderson
Binkton.
Oh no, we're getting attacked. I'm Binkton.
Binkton Bickerson.
And the rest of them are dead, right?
Yeah, it's like a bloodbath. It's
your what? You're running towards
there's like
the,
no unconscious
the three, right?
The three yeah. So that we know
they're,
are
it's like
safe.
The amount of arrows that are coming into this town right now, it's insane. They're like I think
like
I didn't really
hero like action.
Like
three,
yeah, exactly.
It's like 300. They're blocking out the sun.
It's. I think last time we did it, I had a lot of the gnolls were like using spears and stuff, but I was like, oh, these guys all have longbows. I should just do we haven't done like a big like ranged fight really where it's just mad dudes with range.
Yeah. He punches I hit things with a hammer.
Yeah. So I think sometimes I don't give Theo enough dudes to be having like crazy long range battles with. So I kind of wanted to give you that kind of a fight.
Well, I guess I got.
I mean, my
I got the
guns
finger
on.
Guns.
Yeah. Yeah. I only have guns. One gun that's like super long range, yeah. Which is the 160. But the other ones are 90. So I got to get in, you know, some type of range.
Yeah, but I thought it'd be fun to also just do like a nice siege. I love a siege fight.
Oh yeah,
getting the kind of
those are trebuchets.
You like my?
Yeah, those are like far away. That'll be kind of a fun surprise if you can get up out there to see where that's coming from. But yeah, so I got a couple of Havoc Runners. That was like maniac gnolls with the axes from last time.
I remember them.
Yeah, so I got three of those guys, and they're tearing through town, finishing dudes off.
Well,
and I don't think anyone would.
Are you following him?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, well, I was just making. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
That was one time. One time.
I was just wondering. I wasn't sure if you wanted to turn into Ivy or not.
I might. Just for funsies.
Use a whole turn. It's all good.
That's still like one of my favorites.
Yeah, so I'm glad funny. It's someone's favorite.
That shit was hilarious.
We'll make out later.
Hilarious. It's funny.
It's funny because after. Like I'm coming at this character as like a fanboy, but I actually kind of am of like the characters and what's happening already.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like a very similar wavelength, except I'm ready to kill people in the name of Bleebly.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As all our listeners should be.
Someone who finally understands that.
Mobilize my crew.
I know. I also liked how you guys like asked some questions, but we're like, yeah, of course a guy's here that wants to kill dudes for us. Yeah. We accept you and love you immediately. Welcome to the fold.
When have we returned? When have we, people. Yeah. When have we questioned someone?
Yeah.
There was no real... You're like, yeah, that makes total sense. A guy would get fanatically obsessed with Bleebly in like 2 weeks.
I mean, coming off the Bullywugs? Yeah.
I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah, Bullywugs were more than 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I
he's V1.
Have we like added up how V1 many actual nah. days it's been since the beginning of the campaign?
I'm sure somebody in the listening audience can tell us.
Probably not. But I think it's been
you
like.
People never interact.
It's been a month. It's
been about a month.
So really like one person.
A month and a half.
We usually get to up the
follower count,
the follower count by one. So it'll be 942?
942. That sounds right.
It sounds right.
It's way too many people.
I mean, I'll add it in my sheet, but
I hate it.
I'm focusing on when the food's getting here.
Yeah. It's like a
understandable.
It's like a similar like mechanic to. It's mm-hmm. So like in One Piece, like yep. the main character Luffy just like has like a fleet of mm-hmm. pirates that he never asked for.
Yeah, they just,
but they just
up.
Follow him, and yep. they're like, "We're gonna just do things in your mm-hmm. in your name." And he's like, "All right, whatever. Stay away from me."
I'm excited that we're like on the border of Magria. Finally, I've been wanting to go here for so long. I had COVID a couple weeks ago, and during COVID, I just read so many Dune books. So I've really had desert combat on the brain, like pretty hard. Nice. So I'm excited to get into the desert.
I have 920.
No,
I have 941. Yeah. I'm okay. Pretty sure I have 941. Is I checked it.
We got them. We got more from Brandini.
It's funny. Oh, that, I didn't add the Brandinis.
Yeah. Mm.
The Brandinians.
An actual book with the number in it.
Yeah.
A tome, if you would.
The tome. The Pope remembers, though.
Not trying to pull back that curtain too much, but that's just crazy. Funny that there's an actual.
I should transfer into my other notebook. That's much bigger and easier to write in, and not post-its.
I'll double check when I open the iPad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is exciting. Arc 4 kicking off.
I know.
Yeah. That was 40 episodes, too. That's like so many episodes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done anything creatively for this long in a row.
It's almost and
actually been pumping it out like nonstop. So
it's pretty tight.
Us. Yeah. Look at us go. Fucking crazy. Oh, yeah.
I'm very pumped.
I'm very pumped to have you back.
Just be the shield for all of the Blue Believers.
Finally a shield.
Yeah. Well, this group kind of needed like a more dedicated tank. Because I feel like Glibnor is like a lot of the time. You kind of get distracted by like something wacky happening and just you're like, I'm gonna go deal with that real quick.
Kind of getting shot to death.
Just a lot of goo happening. Yeah.
And I just stay very far behind everything.
Yeah. Roger plays in my legendary online campaign that unfortunately ended a little while ago, but we haven't played D&D together in so long. So exciting.
It has been over a year since I've played D&D.
That's so exciting.
I'm very excited to play D&D.
Yeah, just have you back. That's great.
On top of it, be part of this whole canon.
It's so funny.
Oh, pause.
What's up?
Pause.
The food.
And we're back.
So our food just arrived. So yeah,
I'm a hungry boy.
We're hungry boys. we're going to munch down on some subs and then record next week's episode. So, Mark, if you wouldn't mind taking us out.
Well, as always, I want to thank everybody for listening. And do that stuff I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we do have one person that comments on the YouTube. Finally.
Nice.
Thank you. Your name's escaped me now, but I swear to God, in the next talkback, you're getting called out.
A big shout out.
We love you.
We got a comment.
We got a commenter.
Oh my God. I hate how lame that sounds.
We've got one.
We've got one comment.
You got to start from somewhere.
I guess.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Hey. Journey of 1,000 miles, right?
Yeah.
Starts with one comment.
Cool show.
But anyways.
We're on Twitter. You got to mention that.
We're on the tweet box.
Yep.
X.
As it's known. Yep.
Yeah.
We're on D-Generation X. Mm-hmm, so suck it.
Yep.
And talk to us there, I guess. And then also the Instagram. And we have a TikTok. And we got a Reddit. And we got all the stuff. What are you people waiting for?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the description, right?
It's all in the description. Hey. Links and all.
Hey.
So make sure you're doing that stuff I always say. You know, rating, reviewing, subscribing. And hey, welcome Roger. Yay. Everybody reach out. Make sure you give him a little how do you do. He's going to be in the link in the episode description too.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So anyways, you know, there's houses on fire.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
We gotta save Karoff!
We gotta save Karoff!
Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.